The U.S. ethanol industry looks to grow through export channels today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. To hear Ed Hubbard talk, the world is the ethanol industry's oyster. Hubbard is general counsel and head of government affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association.
We're not just trying to sell them ethanol. It's about diplomacy. It's about showing them certainly what ethanol meant for our rural economy. We want countries to understand blend dynamics, the true value of ethanol. We used to think we were displacing oil. And today we've learned really over all the decades of our experience, we've learned we're replacing expensive, carcinogenic, aromatic compounds like benzene, toluene, xylene.
Hubbard says ethanol successes in Southeast Asia are encouraging.
These deals represent not just new markets for us, but strategic new markets for us. If we can only get our successes in Cambodia, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Thailand to lead to successes in India, that would really be where we really want to go.
Hubbard says it points to continued expansion of U.S. ethanol production.
If you combine the expanded markets and then the growth of sustainable aviation fuel and maritime fuel, it may make sense for the U.S. to consider, looking at more ethanol plants.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.